The latest John Deere technology innovations and commodity markets low across the board. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. Brought to you by McDonald's. This National Agriculture Week, McDonald's salutes Michigan farmers and suppliers. From apples and eggs to pork and cucumbers, their hard work helps bring quality ingredients to our restaurants. Two new planting technologies from John Deere aim to give farmers more precision in the furrow and better control over input costs. One of the latest innovations from John Deere is called Furrow Vision, according to Kyle Berry with John Deere.
What that technology does is it uses the three cameras of Furrow Vision that are mounted on the planter, and it helps gather insights and change downforce settings on the fly. So traditionally, customers either set their settings at the field level when they first pull into the field, or maybe they're checking throughout the field. We're going to automate that process. So we're either going to do a better job than what they were doing if they weren't checking it very often, or we're going to save them time by keeping them in the seat and making them more productive.
John Deere is also expanding its ExactShot technology, designed to dramatically reduce starter fertilizer use during planting.
So instead of putting a continuous stream of fertilizer in furrow, we're actually going to dose the fertilizer right on the seed where it needs to go. And so that's going to save the customer's product, but it's also going to save them time because they're going to use 66% less starter fertilizer than what they were previously using, which means they're going to be spending less time filling those fertilizer tanks in the field, helping them get more done.
Together, the technologies are part of John Deere's broader push toward precision agriculture, using cameras, sensors, and automation to help farmers apply inputs only where and when they're needed.
We're excited about the enhancements that are coming for model year 27.
With tighter margins and increasing focus on efficiency, tools like Furrow Vision and ExactShot could help farmers make every seed and every dollar count this planting season. To find all the latest innovations John Deere has to offer, log on to Deere.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Strong north flow continues around the backside of low pressure. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather update. As we take a look at the maps, yeah, there's all sorts of cloud cover and light snow still popping up. Lake effect is going to be a story through the day today. I think, though, the predominant areas of lake effect are going to be staying fairly localized. Western Michigan down in northern Indiana is not a statewide event. And I do think that in central and eastern parts of Michigan, we can see a little bit of sunshine peek through today. However, clouds dominate. Cold air dominates for the most part. We've got another system that's kind of falling apart as it gets here, trying to move through the Great Lakes tomorrow. So we see some refreshing of some snow, especially some lake effect potential tomorrow morning and midday. Coating to an inch or so additional can fall, but then we see clouds break overnight tomorrow night, and we get into Thursday with much warmer air starting to work in. We may not see sunshine until probably Thursday midday and afternoon as we start the day with a little bit of moisture along a warm front, but we are going to be seeing those clouds break, and that leads to a warmer finish to the week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, back to near normal temperatures. We're not completely dry, particularly Friday afternoon, watching some moisture come through Canada and across the northern parts of Michigan, but I don't think it's going to create a big problem. The rest of the weekend is dry-ish. Sunday sees scattered showers coming through midday and afternoon. So, yeah, it's just kind of an on-again, off-again, start-stop kind of deal. Once we get done with the temperature problems, that's when we see more hit-and-miss, very light moisture. No strong fronts, but just nuisance precipitation at this point. I'm Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Those final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. Double-digit losses across the board for the grain markets on Monday, but the top story was how much of a nosedive soybean futures took, reaching limit lows for the day. Here's C.J. Miller along with John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper for a closer look.
John, it's not a pretty picture when you keep looking at the board and you see just how much has been peeled away in just one day for soybean prices.
Well, it's just brutal. I'm not surprised to come in on a Sunday night or Monday morning anymore to see a major move in the market, especially with this war going on. But to see a limit down day in the nearby contracts, that was something that I hadn't planned on. And, we've certainly taken advantage of this bounce here to get some things priced and some downside protection on, but I really didn't want it to kick in this quick. I had more that I wanted to do, and I'm not so sure that it's over and done with completely, but President Trump's request to have NATO and China send destroyers to escort vessels through the Hormuz Strait was a little bearish, and then a little bit of a threat to China that, hey, if you don't show up to protect your oil supplies, we may not be having a meeting in April. So I think those were the two killers combined. And let's face it, we had a significant run up in prices, and the funds have gotten massively long everything. In fact, they had a record long oil position coming into this morning.
And that was John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper. March corn finished with a lot of weakness at 454 even, down 13 and a quarter. May corn was also weak, down 12 and a half to 465 and three quarters. March soybeans liquidated, down 70 to 1155 and a quarter, while May beans ended at 1167 and a half, down 70. March wheat down 16 and a half to 597 and a quarter. April live cattle showed promise, up $2.35 to $233.25, and April lean hogs up 5 cents to $93.50. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.